Hola, everybody. Welcome to the Uplift Your Mayhem podcast. My name is Marcy, and I am a full-time mama to 5 crazy fun boys and a wife to 1 very handsome big boy. My husband is my number one supporter in all that I do and often challenges me in ways I never would have done myself. We homeschool and have been for the last 3 years, and we are beginning our 4th year in just a couple days. I can't believe it. This homeschooling journey has taught me a lot about my kids, but it also has taught me more about myself and who I am. I am a blogger over at Uplifting Mayhem, where I write as a creative outlet. My goal is to help other moms through their own journey and to help you realize you can find happiness in whatever stage of life you are in. Whether that stage is young babies or toddlers, teenagers, or no kids, whatever the situation, the stage you are in life, I am a firm believer that you can create the life and the happiness that you want now. By the way that you look at the world around you, it's all about your view and your thoughts in the world. So today I want to kind of teach you a different way of looking at life. And I found it really, really interesting when I learned this, and I did this exercise this last week, and it has really brought a new way of thinking into my life on a daily basis and what I do and what I choose to do on a daily basis. So 2 weeks ago, my husband and I were Ma's and Pa's for a trek. It's a hand cart trek. And it was for 3 days. And if you are not LDS or a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, in our church, we have a lot of pioneer heritage. And we had a lot of ancestors come across the plains to Utah in hand carts and covered wagons. And to remember those ancestors and to learn from their strength and to learn from all their experiences, we have the youth in our church go on similar experiences where it's just a 3-day journey. We sleep in tents, we wear pioneer clothing, we go all out. We even brought names of some of our ancestors that we walked for. And it just brought a really special feeling to each one of us as we kept in mind these ancestors that I really truly believe are a big part of our daily lives now. There is a lot we can learn from our ancestors who have gone before us, and I believe they play a big part in each one of our lives now. I believe that they are genuinely concerned and excited about our life and helping us along the way. So there's also someone else, what I really, really want to focus on today. There's someone else you can learn from and gain confidence and strength from other than your ancestors. And that person is your future self. What? How does this work? Think about this. This last week, I took a class with a life coach, Jody Moore, and I've talked about Jody Moore a little bit in my podcast before. She is a life coach over at Better Than Happy, and she has a podcast called Better Than Happy. She is fantastic. If you are just needing a pick-me-up or just a way to create something better, she is so fantastic. I encourage you to go and go listen to her podcast. She has so many great podcasts. But this last week, she taught about having a futuristic focus. So there's a part of that class I want to share with you. She challenged each of us to write a letter to our current self from our future self. Confusing? Trust me, this stuff is great, and it gets you to start thinking differently about life. And thinking differently, I mean for the better. It really is, has helped me to have a different view of life that I've never had before that I really, really like. So I want you to imagine yourself as an 80-year-old lady who has experienced your life already. Okay? Now I want you to ask yourself these questions. As that 80-year-old lady who has already experienced everything that you are going to experience, that you will yet experience, Where do you see yourself at that point in time? What do you see yourself doing? Who do you see yourself as? Who is with you? Who do you see on a daily basis? What do you find most important in your life? Okay. Now, I want you to take that wisdom from this sweet 80-year-old future self, and I want you to write a letter to your current day self. And what do you think she would say? So I have thought about this over the last couple days. And here are a couple of my feelings that I feel my future self would say. First, I want you to think as you're doing this exercise and this challenge, as you're writing this letter to your future self, how is this going to change your life now? What is your future self going to tell you that it's going to make you a better person today, a better mother, a better wife? How is that going to change? So here are a couple things that I have had thoughts and feelings that I feel my future self would say to me. I feel she would say, "Marcy, don't worry so much about the small things. Your boys are crazy and at times drive you crazy with their crazy antics. Enjoy, embrace, and have fun with your family. Teach them and guide them as they make mistakes and be their constant safe place. Rely on the Spirit to guide you as you raise your boys. If your house isn't clean, don't sweat it. Know that the mess will still be there tomorrow. There will be many years where your house will be clean and in perfect order without the pitter-patter of your little ones leaving a trail of crumbs, dirt, or poop behind them. Love that husband of yours. You have many wonderful, amazing adventures left with him and make each one of them count." So these are just a couple of thoughts that I have had this last week concerning what I feel my future self would tell me. I hope you take this challenge and really start thinking how this changes what you do on a daily basis. How will it affect your choices you make daily? Will social media matter? Does it matter if your house is perfectly clean with everything in its place? Do you worry less and live in the moment more? So all these questions are to get your mind thinking on how to really create a happier current self. No one creates that happiness for you. It has to come from within yourself. And I love this concept. I love it because you are in control. You can choose to have a better life if you choose to. If you have a futuristic approach, and this is some other things that Jody Moore taught me this week. If you have a futuristic approach and you look at life with a future outlook, then the questions or the statements that you say, "I am not a morning person," or "I am not good at playing the piano," these are all things that are in the past. If your future self could tell you that you are a morning person, that you are good at the piano, then that changes your outlook. You are not good at the piano yet. My husband always does this when we're out with company and they always say, "But I'm not good at that." And my husband will add that word "yet." Because we are human beings here having a human experience. And by experiencing, we are learning and we are growing, but we have to take that futuristic approach to become better. All right, guys, I hope that you take the challenge and go write a letter to yourself from your future self. It'll be a really neat experience if you really take the time to write down what you feel your future self would tell you in your current life right now. Okay, guys, thanks for listening this week, and we will see you next week.